Holy guacamole, amigos.
What's going on?
It's the Loftus Party from CPAC. Here's what I did, Liberty Gypsy. Now, this is crazy because we're both in the same room.
This is weird.
It is bizarre.
And we're on camera.
Right?
He said, I don't even know what that means.
So we waited till like the end of CPAC.
Yes.
There's nothing tomorrow, right?
No.
Everything shuts down on Sunday.
Everything shuts down today.
Okay. You've been here before.
I have.
This is your, how many times have you
been
here? Third. Is the third time the charm?
Well, apparently we won the White House.
Oh, okay.
It's a very different conference.
I'm new. I've never done this before. Well, I am literally overwhelmed. I can't imagine. Was it weirder last year?
No, it's not that it was weirder. It's just when you're the minority party, there's a lot more.
Anger.
Yeah, anger.
Straight up anger.
People
do seem happy.
Yeah,
people seemed
very happy.
I thought there'd be more freaks. I'm a little disappointed with that.
You didn't see enough?
I thought there would be more. Not saying I didn't see enough. I thought there would be more.
Like, define freak.
I don't know. Just like the weirdos. I go to this thing called Politicon, right? Mm-hmm. I've done that 2 years in a row. Going to go back this year for that'll be my third.
Right.
And there are some like
straight
up wackadoos there, like straight up wackadoos. Yeah, but maybe those are the people on the left.
Right. Because that combines the right and the left together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got Netroots Nation at your conference. We don't have that here.
I had never heard of Netroots Nation.
Oh, Netroots Nation is great.
See, we got to go to that.
No.
That's what CPAC for the left.
Yeah.
Now, is there like a Burning Man for that? Because it seems like cooler stuff. Come on. There's cooler stuff at Netroots.
Freakier stuff.
Really?
Like, their MC for the entire conference was an illegal alien.
That's fun. That's fun. And he gets arrested at the end of the conference?
No. Maybe this year.
That'd be great. A ceremonial arresting at the end of Netroots Nation. Netroots Nation. Okay. That was a big joke that they laughed at. We missed Donald Trump.
We heard stuff about it.
You were here for Mike Pence.
No.
You weren't.
I thought
Pence was here Wednesday. You were here Wednesday.
I was here Wednesday, but we were trying to bring all the equipment back, and I got body checked by Secret Service.
Because they didn't have the scanners up.
They didn't have the scanners up, and they apparently did not want me coming in, but they didn't tell me that. They decided to, like, you know. There was fear of arrest.
Go in there.
Yeah, there was fear of arrest. Our cameraman, yes. Jim, offered to take the bullet.
Do you know anything about the Michael Pence speech?
Yeah, they said he actually displayed a sense of humor. He compared himself to Trump.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Really built up his boss, is what he was doing, and talked about the things that Trump has actually accomplished that you don't hear about in the mainstream media.
He has done a lot.
He has.
That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear.
Oh, some great conversations with folks who've been working with the transition on Thursday, too.
Who did you meet? Who did you
talk to? There's this great guy, Tommy Binion from Heritage. The Cup of Freedom people.
Ah, yes. Before we started, we were handed, some kid comes by, would you like a large cup of freedom? Like, we're going to say no. No, thank you.
No, we don't like freedom.
Do you have any
communism? Not at all.
Any hot communism left? So, yeah, we got the Cup of Freedom from the Heritage Foundation. So you spoke to who?
Tommy Binion.
He is
head of policy coordination for the Heritage Foundation, which took a leading role in the Trump transition as far as domestic policy goes.
Okay.
Very upset with our congressman right now.
They're
on vacation.
Yeah, I guess they figure they've got a lot of time. I honestly don't know where, like, should I be freaked out? Like, we're running out of time, go Congress, go?
Well, I mean, part of the problem is with the House and the Senate not there, and especially the Senate, is we have people waiting to be confirmed so that Trump can get more stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah, a 10-day vacation for President's Day, I'm not a fan.
Here's what I'm saying to the President of the United States right now. Stop putting people up for positions when we don't know how to say their names. Right? It's Betsy DeVos, it's Betsy DeVos, it's Betsy DeVos. I don't know this chick, and I don't know how to say her name, which makes me feel like an idiot. And this Munchkin guy? Munchkin?
I don't even try.
And I don't even know what he does. I just know he's Munchkin. Something with money.
Treasury?
See?
There you go.
Right.
You were right.
He's a good man, the Munchkin. Who else is he going to nominate?
Secretary of Health.
Munchkabish?
No, Price. That one's easy.
Okay, that's
good. We can talk about him.
All right, we're good with Price.
We can talk about that stuff.
Down with Price. So, should we be in a panic? Are we
it's
running out
really
of time?
It's not really a panic. It's just like, what are you doing? What do you do? There's work to be done in the first 100 days. Do you think Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would have given a Democratic Congress 10 days off in Hillary's first 100 days?
Yeah, I kind of doubt that.
I doubt it. She had much work left to be done.
Oh, yeah. That's another one. Much work left. That, really, it...
We still have work to do.
It creeps me out every time I hear it. There's a ton of audio and video clips of Pelosi talking about the work we have to do. Hillary Clinton, oh, there's lots of work. We have to still work needs to be done. And Obama, I didn't realize how many times he said it. Somebody
showed. Oh my God, that was his whole shtick in the campaign.
A lot of work we have to. A lot of work. Just gives you the creeps.
Well, because you know what they want to do.
What do they want to do?
Well, they want to do that whole democratic socialism thing.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So what's your favorite part of CPAC this year?
My favorite part of CPAC this year. Well, I mean, I loved taping the show yesterday.
That was fun. Yeah. We had a lot of great interviews.
We had some good time.
We have that Timon Prax kid.
Timon.
Hilarious. Timon.
Not Timon.
Timon. I did it.
You did it.
There's this kid. You'll see him on the show. I was turning into Chris Walken. There's this kid. You'll see him on the show. Timon Prax. Yeah, it is Timon Prax. I don't know who he's.
Because you wanted to do the whole Lion King, Timon and Pumbaa, and you
lost
it.
Excited about that movie.
Mm-hmm.
David Barn, that guy was hilarious. Good-hearted guy.
Yep.
We'll see what happens with that dude.
Ryan Gudursky.
Ryan Gudursky, very funny kid.
He cracked you up.
That kid made me laugh. I guess that's my big thing. I met a lot of new people. I laughed a lot.
Told a lot of people about the show. And people were excited.
Well, they say that. Let's see.
Let's see.
You know, I'm a realist. I'm a realist. They don't know quite what they're looking at. They're not sure of the whole thing. But freak factor way too low. I needed many freakier people at the thing. There was the guy walking around. Oh, I'm dressed up as Uncle Sam. There was the reenactor guy.
A lot of people with flag pants.
Flag pants and flag shorts.
Yeah.
And
it was really warm too.
It was. We had unseasonably warm weather.
Very unseasonably warm.
Good year.
Bette Midler is very concerned.
Oh, was that her tweet today?
No,
was that yesterday,
I think. Maybe
worried
the day
about
before.
Global warming?
It was 62 in New York, and that was a problem.
That is who I missed. There's a dude, Steve Goddard.
Yeah.
On Twitter. I guess he gave a speech.
Yeah, there was a whole talk on the lie of global warming, and yeah.
Yeah, and we saw none of it.
I went to CPAC
and I didn't see anything.
I interviewed one of the guys that was on the panel, but not
really?
Stephen Goddard.
Yeah. Who did you interview?
Oh, gosh.
Some climate dude.
Some dude.
What's he saying? Is it real? Is it fake?
He just says that the left has been so conditioned, or that corporate America has been so conditioned by the left that they're going to keep doing this stuff no matter what. Like, they're going to keep, you know, sustainability and all these other programs in there. And basically, you know, climate models out. To like 2050.
Okay.
We're going to move less than 0.5 degrees Celsius, and it's going to cost us trillions of dollars.
Wow. That's a little disheartening.
It's a little disheartening, but I'm kind of hoping Trump takes that whole Paris Agreement, just goes, gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
I don't miss Styrofoam.
I don't.
Remember when they got rid of that?
Yeah, it tastes funny.
I don't miss it at all.
It was a bad product.
Right? I like the cardboard stuff that the Big Mac comes in. Like I'm okay with that move.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the Arby's now comes. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm even a bigger fan of just wrap it in some paper. Just wrap it in the paper. It's recyclable.
Just wrap it in the paper.
I also worked in the waste industry, so I know what they actually do with the stuff in the blue bucket.
Of course you worked in the waste industry. Of course you did.
I did.
This is when you were living in Oslo.
Chicago.
A new city. Let's write that one down. There, so we've gone San Francisco, upstate New York, Chicago, Sacramento, all points north. Okay, so you worked in the waste industry in Chicago.
Yep, with the Teamsters.
This is a glorious time in your past. What happened there? Were you all mobbed up? Did you have a mob nickname?
Yeah.
What was your mob nickname?
Oh, no, I didn't. They did.
But it was
I worked with the Teamsters, yes. I was the company interface for the Teamsters.
Okay. Now, was this like a mob run? Like, we're in the waste
Except,
disposal
Except, well, no, in Chicago, not unlike New York, where it was owned by the mob.
Yeah.
It was the Dutch Mafia in Illinois.
Very polite mafia, the Dutch Mafia.
With very difficult to pronounce last names.
They come in and they paint your house. Consider that a warning from the Dutch Mafia. How do you like that color of blue? Oh no, the Dutch Mafia has been here. There's a thing, there's the Dutch Mafia for real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the guys from New York,
are they terrified?
The guys from New York in the 20s and 30s tried to come over and take it over. And the Dutch, like, yeah, didn't let that happen.
The 1920s?
30s. 20s and 30s, yeah.
You were in
no, I
the
wasn't.
Waste disposal
I, people
business
told
in
me
Chicago
the stories.
In the 1920s.
People told me the stories because these are all family-run organizations, I kid you not, that have been bought up by
so
like,
there's
management.
Stories. There's stories about the
yes, swear to God. There's a book.
They've been passed down to generations.
Yeah.
Oh, the Dutch Mafia runs the garbage in Chicago.
Yep.
And their stories from the 1920s. What? This is great.
I was just talking about the blue buckets that you put all that stuff in. It just goes in the trash.
But no, tell me about the Dutch Mafia in the 1920s. The things they would do. Like, what's a horrifying story?
They killed the mob when they came and tried to take over the business. They, like, killed the dudes that tried to come and do it.
The Dutch Mafia?
The Dutch Mafia killed the dudes from New York, yeah.
Okay, so the Dutch Mafia runs garbage.
You don't take
in
their
Chicago.
Money. Do not take their money.
You never take the money for the Dutch
no.
Mafia. No. So the Dutch mob runs garbage in Chicago. In
I'm not lying.
The New York mob comes in.
Tries to.
And the Dutch mob is like, we're not having none of that, eh? Tonight you sleep with the fishes. That's hilarious. Now, where's Scarface from?
No idea. He wasn't around in the 30s, was he?
Do you ever think that they were lying to you?
No, it was a book with names.
A book, the great big book of the Dutch Mafia.
Everybody has a story. Well, yeah. That guy today had a story.
I tell you what, the only reason I'm on board with the Dutch Mafia even a little bit is because there's this dude named Boz Rutten, okay?
Okay.
And he is a UFC fighter,
mm-hmm.
and he is a friend of Kevin James, and we've had him on Kevin Wade a couple times.
Oh, nice.
He's got a character, plays Rutger, and Boz Rutten is this big Dutch guy.
Oh, yeah, they're very tall.
No kidding. Like if you hear Dutch Mafia at face value, hilarious, until you find out about Boz Rutten. This guy just loves to fight. He is a big, sweetest guy you'd ever meet. But man, he was giving me some tips. We were filming an episode a couple weeks ago, and he was giving me some, like, street fighting tips. Like, if you are ever in the situation where you need, there's too many guys.
You sound Russian.
Yeah, I know. I don't do Dutch very well. But he showed me this move, and I'm not going to talk about it on the show. Not going to do it on video, because you never know when you need to bring that out. But I tell you what, I will end a confrontation. Because I got some Boz Rutten street fighting Dutch Mafia tips. So maybe there was a Dutch Mafia. We have to do
follow-up. We had all the Vanderhoovens,
Don't go messing with the Vanderhoovens.
Don't.
Unless you got some money.
Mm-mm.
Dutch Mafia. I literally wrote that down. That's my favorite thing. My favorite thing
I feel like
CPAC
it's ending
so
up.
Far.
I feel like it's ending up in the podcast title. I'm almost feeling
oh
that.
My God, Dutch Mafia. That's the lead.
CPAC and the Dutch Mafia.
I went to CPAC and I learned about the Dutch Mafia. That's great. Kids in bow ties. Way too many kids in ties.
Well, I think a lot of them want to work in politics and work for a senator and do those kinds of things. I mean, these kids are activists. They're pretty dedicated, and I think they dress to impress to a certain level.
I say that, wear what you want to wear. Wear what you want to wear, but don't think a tie is expected, is what
right.
I'm saying to the...
Yeah, there's no ties at this table. None.
I'm never going to do it.
Never.
Like, I purposefully, in one of the decisions when I... Okay, I'm going to be a comedian. This is what I'm going to do. I will never wear a suit. I'm just never going to do
it. Why would you? That's not funny.
Some people love it. Some people, it's their thing. You know what? I tell you
I'm
what,
trying
at
to
some
think
point,
of a comedian that wears a suit.
Oh, like Louis Black always wears.
Oh, okay.
He always kind of dresses up. Steve Martin always used to like wear a suit. It used to be a thing. You had to. Here's a funny little story. This is crazy, but like George Carlin to wear a suit all the time.
By the time I watched Carlin, he had like linen pants and a long shirt.
Yeah.
Long
but like,
hair.
But like back in the day, oh, this is going to drive me crazy because I can't think of the name of the guy. I can't think of the name of the guy. He was like this hippie comedian, and he and George Carlin back in the day were part of like the same comedy group, like an improv group, and they did sketch. George Carlin, very straight-laced, clean cut, all this stuff. Then finally had enough. He'd like watched this one dude do this hippie character mm-hmm. for a long, long time. And the guy was like, really, he drank too much, way too many drugs, yada, yada, yada. And George Carlin, one night, just finally went to him and goes, are you going to do anything with that? The guy goes, what do you mean? He's like, well, the jeans, the t-shirt, the da-da-da-da-da. No, it's just who I am, man. And George Carlin goes, I'm going to take that if you're cool with it. And the guy's like, yeah, absolutely, go for it. And George Carlin just, a 180-degree flip.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I only knew hippie George.
Yeah, and I cannot remember. It's too funny because I work with a guy who was there and got the story from George Carlin and the dude whose persona he took, right?
Just took his persona.
But he made sure it was okay with it.
But you can't both wear jeans? I mean, I don't know.
Well, back in the day, I guess in 1950, whatever.
Yeah. So I miss George.
I do too. And it's funny, just in terms of comedy, the flip side, the television show, we taped down at Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic
right.
Club. Now, George, in the last like 2, maybe 3 years of his life, I didn't know he had a heart condition. I had no idea of any of that. He lived like right up the street, so he would come down to the comedy club all the time and just hang out and talk with comedians and watch shows and work on material and stuff. And that's one of my big regrets, that I never just got to hang out with that guy.
That
However,
would be so cool.
He was like super duper happy at the end.
Well, that's
like,
good.
He did one HBO special where he was like, you know, the Catholic Church is liars. Organized religion's horrible. There is no God. And you're like, there was just so much anger and so much venom.
Right.
And then you found, oh, his wife died. And like, so he was just like working through all of that on some level. And then he met someone else. And so he found some happiness.
That's good.
There's always hope, America.
Hope. We like hope.
We believe in the Dutch Mafia. And we believe in George Carlin finding hope at the end.
Well, you know, you're talking about hope. And you mentioned the young kids that are here. I think that's hopeful.
God bless them.
God bless them. You know, if they're wearing bow ties,
exactly.
they'll outgrow it.
Don't listen to me.
But they're
there
here.
Is no, here's the deal, though. There's no official uniform. Like,
no,
That's one of the things I'm fighting against. I'm raging against the official uniform.
Of the Republican Party.
Yes, yes.
They all wore it on stage.
Oh, boy.
There's the Fox News dress and the suit with the red tie. And Trump started that. The red tie thing, that's all Trump.
Oh, the red tie's been around for ages.
It's a lot more prevalent now.
Oh, well, I mean, there's always going to be that, you know, imitation is the sincerest
form of flattery.
Jinx, rainbow jinx, double jinx, family jinx. You can't talk till I say your name. However,
you never say my name.
Right. It's Liberty Gypsy.
That's it. You know, I got the hoop earrings. See?
I'm so excited about Chicago and the waste industry and you.
You're still gassing on that.
It's hilarious.
You don't think it's just funny that I worked with the Teamsters?
I think it's hilarious that there's a Dutch mafia that runs garbage in Chicago. Like,
well, the Dutch have all been bought out by multinational corporations, but they all still work there.
That's a well-organized mafia.
They're all rich and they still work.
In the waste
industry.
Are we in trouble now? Did we like out them? Or are we going to get visited by some Vanderhoeven in the middle of the night? Hey,
God, I
don't
hope
go
not.
Telling them about our secrets on your little podcast.
You know, oddly, I can't tell you that I ever actually worked with a Vanderhoeven. I just made it up. They're all Vander something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Disappointed in the lack of freaks. Disappointed in the official, non-official outfit for CPAC.
We
maybe
bring
I
our
missed
own
it.
Cool
I feel like
t-shirt.
I feel like I missed it, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't see Trump. I didn't see Pence. I didn't see any like exciting speakers. There was, you know what? There's no like electricity in the air. It felt very flat.
Really?
Just, yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I will say it this way. Less electricity, but it was always really angry electricity at Obama and the administration and all that.
Yeah, but even that seems
But
gone.
People seem like relaxed this year. Like, it's going to be okay. That's how I took it. That's how I read it.
Yeah, and I guess the people who did have their panties in a twist, they're, you know, whacked out about something, some little pet cause. Like, who was that dude who came up? The water guy? What was that all about?
He wasn't whacked out. He had a story.
But he was concerned about something. Like, what was his issue?
Something about being water independent.
Right.
Right. And Israel and Syria, and the reason Syria's at war is because they didn't take care of their water.
Water's a big deal. Water is a big deal.
I don't think religion had anything to do with it.
Oh, maybe the guy, who knows? I watch the History Channel a lot, and there was a special on there about the apocalypse, right? And this goes right into my fear of the robots. Four, like, science fiction guys, like futurists, were talking
right.
about, here's what's going to take us out. There was one guy who's like, it'll be a plague, right? One guy was like, it'll be the robots, the zombie guy didn't get much love because zombies is never going to happen.
Oh, I saw that.
And then the last
the water
guy was water.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, it was very, very... I get nervous when people start talking about the desalination plants. I get very nervous when people are like,
let's
start drinking the ocean. I get extremely nervous.
Well, that's what he wanted us to do.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
No?
We have to leave before we start drinking the ocean. Like, you're not allowed... Like, because do not
really,
touch.
We have a government agency that's responsible for keeping our water clean, and if all they did was keep our water and our air clean, we probably wouldn't hate them as much as they do.
We're talking about the EPA,
of
right?
Of course. If they
Who's
stop...
the new head of the EPA?
Oh, they hate him.
It's another name that
he's
we probably
a, he,
can't
He's
pronounce.
A former attorney general that actually was part of a lawsuit against the EPA.
I know, that's what everybody says. Oh, this guy, he hates the EPA, he sued him. I think that's great.
So do I.
If he can whip them into doing their jobs and not
that would
actively
be awesome.
Polluting our waterways. However, we've talked about this before, we got to have clean water. We
have no problem with clean water.
There is...
And clean air.
Yes.
Yes.
There is no river that you can, like, drink out of in America and live. I think there might be one, like, in Alaska. But, like, most of them, it's, like...
Not recommended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's terrifying.
Well, you're from Ohio. You know what they did to the Great Lakes.
Have I ever told the Great Lakes story?
No.
On this podcast?
Mm-mm.
1970, blah, blah, whatever, before my day. The Cuyahoga River, right there off of Lake Erie, you know, gets so polluted... and I don't know how it happened. It caught on fire. The
just
lake,
like burst into flame?
Somebody threw a mat. I don't know how it started. It started burning. Fire department shows up. They don't know how to put it out. And everybody's like, well, we'll just wait. And eventually it goes out. And like, this is bad. Like, it's really bad.
You probably shouldn't swim in there anymore.
When your water catches fire. Mm-hmm. So... They tried to figure out a way to deal with the problem. Now, Lake Erie, incredibly polluted, incredibly just horrible.
Of course.
So as they're trying to figure out what to do, they just pass a law going, stop throwing junk in there. You can't dump, you can't do any of that. So a year later, they get their plan into action. Oh, I know what we should do. They go back and they check the water, and it is, like, done a complete 180, and it has, like, cleansed itself. It turns
because
out
because that's
like,
what nature does.
Exactly. Exactly. So just leave it the F alone. Just stop actively polluting. Like that.
Like
that,
stop
that,
turning the rivers orange in Colorado?
Yes.
Yes.
Like that should be like the EPA's number one job. It's like making sure people don't litter and don't like actively put chemicals in the water supply. Like if that's the only job. Well, and then something to do with air. They got two jobs.
Yeah, two jobs. Other than that, just leave us alone.
Yes. Yes. Stop using the EPA as a weapon. They've weaponized our government against us. Now I'm a total wackadoo.
How'd you like the chemtrails?
I forget whose podcast I was doing recently. This guy's a very level-headed fellow. Kind of, he does like a political thing, but it's not all the way to the right. It's not all the way to the left. He's kind of like in the middle, like, you know, figuring things out as he goes. He was telling me off the air that he did a little bit of research into the chemtrails. He says there's something to it.
Really?
I am not kidding. That he is, there's something to it.
Well, you know, if we had a thing of internet-connected computers, we could probably research that.
We should look into it. Now,
yeah.
I don't know. That's all I'm saying. It's just like a little weird. Like, you're having a conversation with a dude, and you're like, well, that was weird, and this is good, and that's bad, and yeah. And, you know, and like, oh, the Grammys and the Oscars and this, that, and then, oh, yeah, but I'm not a chemtrail guy. And he's like, whoa.
Dude.
There might be something there. It was really creepy. It was
like,
really creepy. Yeah. And he goes, no.
I thought you were
it,
so
this,
level-headed, and now I'm all like, hmm.
Yeah, when your friend on the left is like, yeah, there might be something there.
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
A coward. I'm a total coward. I'm like, I'm not going to do research. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to be a chemtrail guy. I'm terrified that if I look, I'll believe it. And then I'll be the chemtrail guy. I don't want to be the chemtrail guy.
No, don't be that guy.
No. Oh, my goodness.
But Trump's speech seemed well-received.
I think he did the greatest hits. I think he has, it's all downhill from here.
More rah-rah. You don't think he's going to have to come up with new shtick. If he wants to get done everything he wants to get done, there's going to have to be new stuff.
I don't know. I don't think he needs any more bits. I think he's got his hour. It's a solid hour. He's still got, you know, build the wall and all that stuff.
But he doesn't have, like, something in there on Obamacare. He needs to come up with...
The lie in media. He's got that.
Yeah, I guess I heard that he said something to that effect in his speech here.
And it crushed.
It crushed because he said, I'm not going to name names, so the audience started screaming the names.
Oh, what, of the news outlets?
Yeah, of the news outlets they don't think are particularly friendly or maybe telling the whole story.
Well, they're not.
I know.
And that's the most telling moment was the the press conference where he's like, I'm having a great time. I know what you're going to write. I'm losing my mind. I'm unhinged. He got blah, blah, blah. I'm having fun. And then that evening, he's unhinged. He's crazy. So that's really all you need to see. They can just take those two video clips and just show those back to back. And that's all you need. Like, fake news is done. Like, we've covered that.
Right.
I have no more worries about fake news. They're just going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Here's all they'd have to do. I've thought about it. Here's all they have to do. Cover the news factually for like a month. Just a month. Just tell everybody, just cover exactly what happened. Keep your opinion out of it. And then there'll be like this great reset. And everybody go, oh, I guess this is what the news is now. They just do the news and then start sneaking your opinion back in. You'll trick a whole new generation.
But we've already talked about this too. So much of the 24-hour news cycle is opinion.
Yes.
It's not news.
Yes, and we solved that one too. That's what's the other thing that I love about this show and the flip side and all that stuff. We've solved. There should be like just a little scroll along the bottom.
This is opinion.
This is an opinion.
This is not news.
Yes, absolutely.
And you should be able to tell the difference.
My other big thing.
Yes.
From CPAC, no good giveaways.
Oh, we must have missed them.
Like I didn't get a backpack. I didn't get a keychain.
Well, no. Backpacks are for the paying attendees.
People pay?
Yeah.
We didn't pay, did we?
No.
Oh, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, my gosh. Who is the guy? I'm not going to name names. We interviewed this dude, and he's like, I'm like, oh, is this your first CPAC or whatever? And he's like, yeah. I don't show up unless they write me a check. They got to give me a big, fat check before I go. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you are the poster boy for the problem. You are the dick that nobody. I'm only interested in money. Just money, money, money. Oh, really? And that's going to change the way people perceive the conservative movement? Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. If they pay me. Jerk. What a jerk. I got a button. I got free markets, free people.
That's we like
from,
that.
TPUSA. I think that's the toilet paper.
No,
industry.
Tea Party.
Oh.
Yeah, the Tea Party's still here.
They just keep backing into it.
Backing into
TPUSA.
It?
TPUSA.
Yeah. You never saw the Trump Pence logo with TP?
Well, it says Trump Pence, doesn't it? It's not TP. Is anybody well, doing it toilet had, paper it jokes had, about them?
Oh, when the,
lo- be,
when,
right?
the lo- when the logo came out, yes. Yes.
Yeah, but you got to go Trump Pence. You can't go Pence Trump.
Well, no, you have to go Trump Pence, but you don't have to put the T through the circle in the P.
Oh, that was an awesome one. I love that one. I love that
There
one.
Was so much to the, say
right?
about that one.
Yeah, and there's a little animation you can do. That's a good logo.
Yeah, that needed to be rethought immediately.
Okay. I kind of enjoyed that. Like somebody was like, this is a train wreck, and they showed it to you. Like, no, there's a little,
that's
a little
kinda
sexual.
Funny.
It's kind of edgy. It's edgy and hip. Millennials will love it. Let's give them some sunglasses. That was hilarious, too. That poor soul? Everybody's chasing the millennial vote. I get it. I dig it. I understand what you're trying
there's
to do.
There's a lot of them.
The problem is... With what people are trying to do is like, oh, you know what we'll do? We're going to take a big pile of money. We're going to get a big, big pile of money. We're going to get the millennial vote. You know what we're going to do? T-shirt. We're going to have a T-shirt that says this. And we're going to spend all this money on T-shirts, slogans, blah, blah, blah. And then, so I was making fun of that guy a little bit. Like, oh, you got a free T-shirt? And he's like, no, I got sunglasses. Like, give away sunglasses. Oh, that'll do it. You'll change their mind. Some young college kid who's like a tried and true Democrat, you know, and he's gonna
all about social justice.
All about social justice. And you go, wait a second, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Wait 1 second. Have you thought about being a conservative? No. Perhaps you join these complimentary sunglasses. Whoa! I see the world differently now. You changed
you
my mind.
You did not like what he had to say about Social Security, though.
That was terrifying. Like, to me, I do a big hunk. I got this new hunk, and I'm doing my act about Social Security. That's right, America. Social Security jokes. But, like, you don't even mess with it. It was a janky system to begin with. It is a Ponzi scheme,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
However, we all were forced to sign up for the Ponzi scheme. So don't tell me you're going to change. I'm almost to the top of the pyramid, right?
Well, you're, no, like, you're not that close, because they keep moving the age up.
No, they better not.
They're still moving it up. By the time we get there, it'll be 70, 72.
Nope.
Yup.
Nope. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. 65, bitches. 65.
It's already 67.
60. We're rolling it back. We're rolling it back. You don't do that.
You know you're never getting Social Security, right?
Oh, yes, I will. Every penny.
Michael's going to start his own revolution.
I have receipts.
You have receipts?
I have receipts.
You have the letter they send you every year.
Yes. You're not allowed to... I'm writing it down. That's a Michaeltopia. You're not allowed to send me in the mail a receipt for the money that I'm owed and then tell me that you don't owe me the money.
Yeah, never going to happen.
That's on your letterhead, bitch. I didn't make this up. I have check stubs from when I was 14 years old. Right?
Right.
Like, hey, we took this out. We got you. We owe you that.
Did you really pay Social Security tax at 14?
I think for my first job, yeah.
Really?
Man, it's a horrible job. Me and a buddy, watch out for doing stuff on a dare. That's a good it's a good cautionary tale for the youth of today. Me and my buddy, Kevin Sutherland, we had a bet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who could get a job first, right? So I won the bet, and I got this really, really horrible job stocking a fabric store. It was horrible, right? He got a job working at a grocery store. He got, like, in with the union, was making a boatload of money. He did really well. And I got fired after, like, a month.
Because you were miserable?
All these angry old lesbians worried about their swatches and their bolts of fabric. And I'm like, is it really this important? Is it really this important?
But you had to win the bet, so you took the first job you got.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. So I remember my dad was out. I can remember it like it was yesterday. My dad's out grilling. I come home, first paycheck, and I'm like, woohoo! I look at it, and then he points out, hey, look at this. And they government mm-hmm. took that hunk, and I was like so bummed out.
I didn't prepare my son for that.
Really?
Really. He came home and he's like, Mom, what's this? I'm like, those are taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Look at what they took.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse.
And that is where a conservative is born.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because he got a t-shirt or a pair of sunglasses. It's that paycheck.
It's the paycheck and having the government take something with you without or from you without asking.
And then you get nothing for it.
Nothing. Because you work and you take care of yourself.
Right?
You know?
It's just, and then you're like, well, at least that money will be there for me.
No,
when
it
I
won't.
Retire.
There, if you look at polling of people in the millennial age group, none of them believe they will have Social Security.
That's
none
great.
None of them.
That's great.
None of them.
That's awesome. That's great. They know going in. I didn't know that. I didn't know.
When did you figure out it was a Ponzi scheme?
Years ago.
So you knew it at some point.
I was about halfway through the thing, right? I just need to get like three more people to work for me, and then I go up to platinum level. No. Right? Because that's how it works. Like, everybody's pitching in, and a couple people are retiring. So as you get closer to the top of that pyramid, like, now I can see it. Like, hopefully
it
will happen. And then they're telling me, no.
I can't see it.
You're not allowed to do it.
So riddle me this.
Okay.
If the government just said, we're going to keep what we've taken.
Yeah.
Or we'll give you back 50% of what you paid in.
Okay.
And then we'll never take that tax out of your check again. Would you go for that if you
no.
could? No.
No? No.
No?
I want all of it.
You won't ever get all of it.
I want all of it. You need something that people need to know about me. Weird shit sets me off, right? I am one of those people, like, it's about what it symbolizes.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, I can't, that's just a piece of popcorn on the floor. Like, fuck, pick it up. Because that means something. It is a symbol of how much you care about your environment. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people.
Okay.
Right? So you don't start making deals. You tell them what we're going to do. Tell you, how about we give you back half, and then we'll never do it again. Like, I'm going to beat you up every day on your way to school. I'm going to beat you up, but don't worry. On the last day, you get a cake, right? You don't go, listen, I'm not going to beat you up today, but there's no cake. And I'm supposed to be happy about that? Where's my cake, bitch? I want my Social Security cake.
That
I've
sounds
said
like...
bitch like 8 times in this show. I have so much rage. So much rage today.
I'm sorry. I feel like it's my fault.
No.
Totally my fault.
No, it's really weird. I'm glad we're videotaping this. Like, it's getting dark now.
Yeah.
And it's getting creepy. Like, there could be a zombie attack at any moment. I would not be surprised. Like, there's moments in your life where you're like, if there was a zombie attack right now, it'd be shocking.
This is not one of
but
them.
But as darkness falls over Seaback, you're like, fucking, it makes perfect sense. It would make perfect sense. And I would defend myself with this American flag. And it would save my life.
All right, then.
Where were you during the zombie attack? I was in Seaback. Thank God that kid from the Heritage Foundation gave me a cup of fruit.
Oh, I think we need a moment.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous. Oh, these poor souls. What do they want? What do they want? What do they want?
What do they want? Well, now they want Trump to do the stuff he said he was going to do.
Everybody here. What do they want?
Well, is they want to make sure.
Is this the last CPAC? I guess there'll be another one because you got another election.
Oh, next year we go into midterms.
What does that mean?
That's every 2 years. We have elections and some senators and some.
So there's always something. Yeah. Like senators and junk.
Yeah.
Then
and we want more. We want more.
We want more of less. Right?
We want small government, but we want more Republicans in the House and the Senate.
Remember at the beginning of the show when I was like, should I be upset? Should I be concerned that they're taking a break? You know, they're taking a week off? I should be.
You should be. You're
paying
them.
That's a very, very, very bad sign. It's a very bad sign. Because now they got to fire up their reelection campaigns like pronto.
Right.
And I will be merciless.
I
will be merciless.
Well, I asked several people, you know, there's this rhetoric out in the media. You know, you hear it from Bill O'Reilly. You hear it from Sean Hannity. You know, Trump's moving. Trump's doing stuff.
Yeah.
He's getting stuff done. Congress isn't doing anything.
They're slow playing.
They're slow playing. Like, one guy I sat and talked to, he's like, there is no reason on day one there couldn't have been a one-line bill that said, repeal Obamacare.
Well, that's, I don't know. Everybody's like, how can they not be ready? How can they not be ready? Because I think the plan, it seems like it's still a viable plan. Let the whole thing go down in flames.
Would you want it to do that on your watch if you could prevent it?
No, but I think Trump's got one watch. I don't think he's going to be, he's not going to be the whole shooting match. I think he's probably going to be one and done.
Yeah, I think Pence will run in 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's had his little thing, and he proved he could do it. It was fun.
It might be the best thing, really, to just go, you know what, we tried, and it didn't work out. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, but those people you talk to, Liberty Health Show, like, their plans.
You know what? I was a little uneasy with that.
It's been working for years.
And I want to make, really?
Mm-hmm. They started before Obamacare.
Right, I know that guy was saying that, but I was just a little uneasy with the whole thing.
Yeah, no, they're
I thought they were going to interview, right? And oh, the flip side is this, and oh, you know, U2 America and Family Entertainment, blah 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 blah. And then I'm like, I'm pimping an insurance company. When did this happen? When did I become the spokesman for? It was very odd.
It is very odd.
With those guys?
Am I with them?
Yeah,
I'm with that type of setup. There's actually a lot of organizations that do that now because Obamacare is unaffordable.
Right. Now, I want to say this at face value, it seemed like a great idea.
Yeah,
it seemed like a wonderful idea. I was just a little uncomfortable with. Not like I'm a celebrity or something, right? But like people who do endorsements are usually very, 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 very picky about it. They want to make sure. Like you see Tom Selleck. Pimping something, you know, like reverse mortgages. You better, zombie attack. Zombie attack.
Oh my god. Hail!
Right? Right?
You are on to something. People are like fighting their way in the door.
I'm glad we're videotaping this. I would not be surprised. Next comes the frogs. And then rivers of fire.
The gay frogs.
Oh, yeah. The gay frogs. That was fantastic. Hopefully we can hear it. I know we can. Hopefully our listeners can hear it.
Oh, my God. Look at that. That's crazy.
Fantastic. Yeah, this is like a giant event on the radio. For you people who are not watching this and who are listening, the sky is gray. There is just massive, massive, massive amounts of it. It is a biblical proportion.
Ooh, it just stopped.
Yep. There you go.
Waiting for the frogs.
Right? Then comes the hail that's on fire. Then the moon will turn to blood. And it's a wrap.
But.
I will stab a zombie in the eye with this. Scramble his brain. Scarlet and Gray. Ohio State. The old red, white.
The
Ohio State Buckeyes. You know what's been fun?
What?
What the heck were we talking about before the biblical hailstorm?
Oh, the insurance thing.
The insurance thing. So, I didn't, nothing against that company. Mm-hmm. It probably is a wonderful company, and it probably works, and, you know, tens of thousands of people are very happy.
Right.
However, I felt like I was put on the spot by that. Like, I was somehow endorsing it, and I'm not. Look into it. Maybe it's a great thing. Maybe it really works.
Oh, I'm going to look into it after talking to the girl in front.
Yeah. I made a joke. Here's the deal for the people who are listening. There's this company. I can't remember the name of them. Everybody pitches in, and everybody pitches into some giant healthcare fund.
Yeah.
And if you get sick, it's your turn to take out money, and you get your bills taken care of. It sounds wonderful. You get a boatload of people to pay in. A few people are taking it out. And then as a joke, I'm like, so how many people are involved in the thing? And the guy's like, oh, it's like 55,000 families. And I go, okay, what happens when 45,000 of them are hit by a bus? And he's like, that can happen. And I'm like, do you have a contingency plan? Because like...
That's with every insurance company, though.
It is.
Like, if we got hit with the plague, Blue Cross Blue Shield would go broke. So.
Well, yeah. But, like, if everybody gets the plague, listen, you're not going to be calling up Blue Cross Blue Shield.
No.
But, like, if 55,000 people are hit by a bus tomorrow, Blue Cross, they can take that. They can take that hit.
They can.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason they cost so much.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm not endorsing things. That was the weird part. Like, that we're doing an interview, and it suddenly takes a shift, and got real salesy, and I'm just not into it. Not unless I know going in. Fun stuff. You know what one of the more fun things that happened?
What?
Is, like, putting faces to name. I'm seeing a lot of Twitter people.
Yep.
Out
here. Lots of Twitter people here.
Yeah, and that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, I saw there's a dude, I don't remember his Twitter name or whatever, but I see him all the time on there. I just saw him in the hallway. He's a giant. He's an absolute giant.
A giant?
Yeah, this dude, he tweets all the time, and you see his face, and it's in his profile, and you're like, okay, I have a pretty good idea of what that human being would look like.
You're totally wrong.
Whoa!
Totally wrong.
Yeah, right? I mean, like, a giant, like, almost 7 foot, like, crazy. Crazy.
Well, they
T-shirts,
did
T-shirts, buttons. Yes,
they did pull one thing out of the conference from one of Trump's cabinet.
What?
Well, Betsy DeVos, DeVos, yeah. DeVos, whatever. I wonder if she's Dutch.
You say? I hear she is in the Dutch mafia, and she's going to clean up our schools. With
there
her
you go.
In the
she has to get into one first.
Ah. Oh, wasn't that hilarious? Didn't one of those guys end up being an illegal alien?
What?
Yeah, when she, that video that was going around last week or whatever, she's trying to get into the school, the people block her. One of the dudes blocking her is like an illegal immigrant.
Did they deport him?
I think so. You might want to rethink the whole, I'm here for social justice. Hey, where's your papers, guy?
Papers? Are they really saying that kind of stuff?
No, they might as well, though.
Might as well?
Right, isn't that the papers? Spare your
papers. I
really
think it's just directed at criminals right now. I think that's who's being deported.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great idea.
I got zero problem with it.
None.
Zero problem with it.
Even the woman, did you hear about the woman? I think it was in Arizona.
What happened with her?
She was picked up by ICE in court. Getting a restraining order against her abuser who turned her in.
Oh!
Yes, but she had a record.
Oh!
Yeah.
What was her thing?
She had to leave.
But, like, what was her crime? What did she
do? Oh, falsification of documents, everything.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are we going to give them, do you get the one cheat?
No.
Like, you broke into the country. You broke into the country.
That's your one
here.
Cheat.
Right. So you get one. You get the mulligan on that one.
Well, you
right.
don't really get the mulligan on it, but I think where the focus is right now. So you came here illegally. Why are we going to pay to feed and clothe and maintain you in our prison system? We're not. We're going to send you home.
Right. Now, that's what I'm all of. So I guess I'm with the mulligan on this. Like, you broke in. You've been hanging out.
I'm a total kamikaze.
You're like just get.
No. No welfare. No Obamacare. No food. And we're not doing ESL anymore. Not doing it.
ESL.
English as a second language.
Oh, yeah, that's done. That's done, right? That's been proven not to work.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, that's taxpayer dollars going to pay to teach illegal immigrants' children how to speak English and be successful in this country. And there's some school districts in California that have to teach, like, 16 different languages. Like, hire teachers that speak, like, Somali and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I remember at one point in time, I forget what it was in California, they were doing both at the same time. You have to teach as much in English as you have to do in Spanish, and it was like a two-year-long experiment that just failed horribly, horribly, horribly.
There's a lot of things they've tried in California schools that have failed horribly, horribly, horribly.
Are they done as California? I don't want them to succeed. I guess I would miss them. But part of me, like... You know, like, when in like, a sitcom or an old TV show, the kid decides to run away, the parents are like, no, don't worry about it, let him... That's what I want to happen with California. Like,
you
no,
want
no,
them to
let
come
him,
crawling
let him,
back.
Yeah, like, yeah. Let him run away, and they have to spend the night by themselves. Like, it's scary out here, can we come home? Oh, of course, your mom and I love you. That's what I want. That's what I want to have happen to California.
I just want them to, like, stop treating the Constitution like a suggestion.
What are they doing that's anti-constitutional?
Oh, my God, that whole, all of the gun laws they've passed, you know, where people have to turn...
I need specifics.
They have to turn in their ARs. There's certain types of ammunition you can't buy that have nothing to do...
You have to turn in your AR?
Yeah, done. Can't have one anymore.
You cannot have one in the state of California.
In the state of California.
Why not?
Because it's a scary-looking gun.
Wow. So you can go with a shotgun, you can have a handgun, but the
not
AR,
even
the
all
AR
of those
15.
Anymore. Anything semi-automatic, done.
Wow.
Yeah, done.
When did this happen?
Right before Trump was elected.
Wow. You got to give me a heads up on this. This is the kind of thing I need to know. I'm going to go shooting with that girl.
Yeah.
That Olympic girl. Mm-hmm. We got to set that up.
We're going to set that up.
We got to set that up. I want to film it. I want to have it on the television show. I'm going to...
But you're not going to be able to shoot any cool guns.
Yeah. I was just about to say, well, we'll go to Vegas and shoot, but I don't want to do that. And realistically, I'm not. I'm not going to drive to Vegas with a stranger.
No. Not
if... being weird.
Well, road trip.
I wonder if we get... Well, okay. Well, I want to document... What's the girl? I can't remember the girl's name. She's like the Olympic shooter. Someone's going to try to hook it up. I want to film
Edwards
the whole thing.
Cam Edwards from NRA News.
I want to film the whole thing for the flip side. I want to buy a shotgun, but I want to get a great shotgun, you know? I want a cool one.
Yeah.
If I can't get a cool shotgun in California, my heart's going to break. And then I'll get mad.
You can still get a cool one. You just can't get a semi-automatic one.
Oh, that's what I want. That's what I want. Just like the lay them out.
You want an AR.
My brother got one. My
well, he doesn't live in California, does
no,
he?
No, he lives in Ohio. He loves
he
it.
He can have one in Ohio.
He loves it.
I can have one in Georgia.
You know
Georgia.
Why that's such a popular gun?
Why?
They're awesome.
Exactly. They're
like,
fun to shoot.
Yeah. Everybody mm-hmm. loves them. So this is so weird. I don't know. Maybe I've had some big personal turning point for me, but I realize now I'm all about guns and Social Security. I'm officially an old man. It's happened. Next stop, Viagra.
Well, you started reading the articles in Playboy.
Oh, yeah. That
according to the last podcast.
That was a sad day.
That was a sad day.
However, I'm always like, I can appreciate the hottie. Listen, I open up a Playboy, I look, I'm like, yep, that is like...
A beautiful girl.
Incredibly beautiful. Mm-hmm. God love her, and God bless her. And
hope
the
they paid
dude.
Her well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you've got it, go for it.
And that's the other thing. And I'll say it, and it's getting a little quiet in here. I thought there would be a hotter chick. I really did. I thought there'd be more chick. Very, very surprised.
Very
low.
Surprised?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But you've been here before, so you know.
I'm not surprised.
But like where, like Dana Lash came in, she zipped out. But I thought there'd be, like, she's a hottie. I thought there'd be more girls of that ilk.
They were all speaking.
Really?
We were out here in the hallway.
That's the other thing.
We put our best on stage, Michael. Come on.
In their Fox News dresses.
Yes.
Okay, so we got a cup, I got a sticker, I got a flag, I got a button. The giveaways were abysmal.
We should bring fun giveaways.
I didn't get a keychain. I tell you what, we come back here next year. We will. Mm-hmm. We will. And if we have a cool giveaway, we better have a boatload of them.
Oh, yeah.
An absolute boatload of them.
Uh-huh.
Because we will be the hot chick at the prom. We will be, like, that's the other thing about this. This is not rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty, I guess what the conservative movement is like.
Good ambassadors?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, really? Fun.
Yes.
Right? Let's have a flip side slide whistle that farts when you step on it. Something. Let's just...
A whoopee cushion?
Yes.
Yes.
Something. Mm-hmm. Just...
You know what we could do?
Lowest common denominator. I'm not really going to make a whoopee cushion flip side. Farts are funny, but I'm not going to embrace it.
We could just put one on every chair on Media Row the night before next year and just see what happens. And we could tape it.
Okay. Now, it is like lowest common denominator stuff, right?
Totally
like
lowest.
Lowest of
common
the low
yep.
is the fart joke. How hilarious would it be, though? Like, honestly, if, like, Tucker Carlson gives a big speech next year and just sits down and cuts a huge one, like, that would be hilarious. Like, we're both laughing about it.
Tucker wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, yes, he would.
No, Tucker might. There's lots of people who wouldn't,
though. He would realize.
There's lots of people who wouldn't.
But something of that. Just something that's 100% fun. That's what's missing.
Really weird slide whistles that make crazy noises.
Something. You know, I said slide whistle was the first thing that popped in my head. But, like, I don't know. I'm thinking of, like, cheap novelties that you can get from China. Like the nose. And something just straight up fun.
Like, you know that friend you go out with on a Friday night?
Yeah.
that over-serves themselves?
Yes.
Yes, you've been out with that friend, right?
Yes. Had that friend been that friend.
I know no one like that. No one.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. Like, it was like, it's a, I was looking at my notebook and I heard it. I'm like, that sounded genuine and it was shocking and I didn't believe it to be true.
It's not.
Okay.
And then they get up the next morning.
Yeah.
They got a funny color. They don't look like themselves. They don't act like themselves, right? They're hungover.
Oh, okay.
The conservative movement is hungover from 8 years of Obama. They really forgot to how to have fun for 8 years. Honestly.
Do you think it was ever there?
Yeah, I think it was more than it is now, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. More than it is now.
Yeah, like this okay. is like, ugh.
There's like but weird, you know what?
The one thing you did say during this conference is you can say you voted for Trump and you don't feel like you have to.
Yeah, that's been the best part, the relaxation
you can be happy.
Factor. You don't have to worry and look over your shoulder and be nervous. Almost. And then also, and it's me once again, like recognizing the problem and being a little bit overwhelmed by it.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's what we're supposed to be doing, is like the fun.
The fun.
The fun. And the college try, yesterday was a great day, met a lot of great people, had a good time, we laughed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was a fun day, good times. And maybe the battery's just empty. The tank
maybe,
is
but
just
you're
empty
like
right
you're
now.
Like bringing it. I mean, these guests are used to going and doing serious policy and da 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 da, and they were laughing with you. That's unusual. You brought the laughter.
You know what? And then but more.
More.
Next year, more. Like an insane, like now, it's like being a doctor at an ER, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've brought in the patient. And
we're going to fix
and
it.
I've heard, like, I've never been here before, so I've heard about the patient. I've heard about the trauma. I've heard about this, and that. So now I'm here. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, worse than I thought. We're going to need a lot more blood. We're going to need some robot legs and all kinds of shit. Because it's not like, it's not like flatline or anything, but like, yeah, we've got
a serious fun injection problem.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Normally I hear fun injection. I go someplace very dirty, but I'm not going to do that. It's CPAC. CPAC.
Do we have any Michaeltopias based on CPAC?
I have a couple.
You have a couple?
I have a couple.
I have one.
And I have a new sign-up for the show that I'm going to steal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're stealing it?
Yes.
I thought that was frowned upon.
It is frowned upon. However, this is like, I think it's okay in the world of radio because it's like an homage. I wouldn't do this on a TV show.
Okay.
But, ooh, that's thunder. Thunder and lightning. Thunder? Outside. It's happening. It's happening.
I still don't see frogs.
Zombies. Defend yourself with the flag. From the zombie hordes. Okay, Michaeltopias. In the real world, there's a bunch of crazy rules that we're expected to live by, and you don't like them and you wish they changed. That's why I live in Michaeltopia, where there's different rules and everything makes sense. In Michaeltopia, you are allowed to break character if you're an historical reenactor. Okay?
Okay.
Like, I get it. You've spent a lot of money on an outfit, and you're walking around the premises, and you're doing the thing where you're from old-time colonial days. And then when I do my little bit with you, and I go, hey, good job, man. Don't keep talking to me like it's colonial days. All right? You're still a human being. We're all playing dress-up and make-believe. You can break character. I'm not going to be like, throw him out of the Historical Reenactment Society. He broke character. There's nothing that says you're not allowed to break character. So in Michaeltopia, when somebody goes, hey, good job, you go, oh, hey, thanks a lot. That's all I'm asking
just
for.
As you.
Right?
Just as you.
Just as, like, whatever Joe,
yeah, there is a little,
the data analysis guy who works.
There is a little strange sort of cosplay that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at Politicon, I interviewed these guys. They were like, they were comedians. They did the Founding Fathers. And
mm-hmm.
They didn't break character. Every time they were on camera, they didn't break and break. We got the segment done. I'm like, hey, you guys, that was great. That was really funny. They're like, oh, yeah, hey, thanks a lot. You know, and that's all it was. That's all it was. We're all grown ups.
We know you're not that dude.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
All right. You have a Michaeltopia.
In Michaeltopia, it is not allowed that you wear a suit coat, a button-up shirt, and a pair of shorts. It's
really
just not allowed.
Really?
Really. That is such a bad look.
Angus Young from AC/DC, that's a bad look?
Not Angus Young. No, 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 no. You did not see this?
What, dudes running around in blazers and suits and shorts?
Yeah.
Where
they're like plaid shorts and they're like pink shorts and they're like, no, that's a bad look. And no man ever should wear pink shorts. I'm just saying.
Well, that's dudes peacocking.
Peacocking?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a thing. I forget the name of the book. It came out many, 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 many years ago, where you dress outrageously just to have people look at you so you stand out from the crowd. Just as a peacock will spread its tail to attract a mate, you wear like a big pink shirt or pink shorts or some crazy floral print so women will look and go, who's that guy, right? And then you throw out an egg. You throw out a backhanded negative compliment to the girl to make her feel like that you're different and you're not like the other guys. So some girl comes up to you and she's like, hey, what's your name?
So you're just telling me these are misguided college boys.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Who have read a book, who think they're going to get more action if they wear pink shorts.
Wow. Yes. I can tell you what would have happened when I was their age, but we won't go there.
Yeah, you've got a great, and then throwing out an egg is like, wow, your nose, face, so beautiful. Your plastic surgeon is awesome. You know, just like a little, you're beautiful, however it must, yeah, that's what it
wow.
is.
Wow. That's terrible.
Oh, there's people who are insanely good at it.
There's no peacocking in Michaeltopia. Everyone knows it's wrong. I just changed my Michaeltopia.
All right. In Michaeltopia, if you have to say the phrase, the reason that's interesting, you have to stop talking. You're done. When someone is telling you a piece of information and halfway through or at the beginning point, okay, and now the reason that's interesting, no, you're done. I'm done. That's like the same thing for long story short. If you are saying the phrase long story short,
stop.
It's already too long. You're done. You're uninteresting. You're boring. Stop talking.
Okay. So in Michaeltopia, when you're working on a show and the person helping to produce the show is gone and a weirdo comes up and wants to get on the show, I'm looking at you, Jim. I'm looking at you. You dispatch them all on your own.
Yes.
Yes.
This is how, in Michaeltopia and the real world, if you're doing a television show from CPAC,
yes,
and anybody comes up wanting to maybe be on the show, you get their information.
And you send them away.
Send them away. We'll get back to you. Yeah. You don't go stand right there. Hold on.
I'll get her. I'll get her.
Now, the reason that's interesting. Bang. All right. That is our CPAC show. Free markets, free people. That's TPUSA. Big government sucks, they say. Opportunity for all. Favoritism, none, they say. America is worth fighting for.
We like that one.
We do. So some of these are keepers. Everyone here, their heart is in the right place. All of them are beautiful for different reasons. We're passing some judgments on attire and stuff, but whatever.
Whatever. We just need to have more fun.
There's room for everybody. Yes. Watch out next year. I'm serious. There's going to be nudity, fireworks, and slide whistles, and whoopee cushions, and crazy gum. It's gonna be candy. I'm gonna make a change. Like next year,
we are going to be the change agents.
I swear to God, I'm hoping change for this freaking conference. Hoping change, hoping change. We have had a great time. We will see you next week on the Loftus Party. And here we go. This is from the movie Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh God,
a movie my wife hates, and she hates me for loving it. It's a line of dialogue from Big Trouble in Little China, so I'm not stealing. This is the homage. Next week, we'll see you on the Loft Party. Until then, may the wings of liberty never lose a feather.